VWA, mobile. Burger to play in 4WRO. Oh, I sat down and took a little break for lunch, and, well, I gotta get back at it now.
Get back to work, we are crying out loud.
I'm gonna go buy some more Roundup and kill some weeds and do along the driveway. And I gotta pick up some other stuff and get back to the house. I got kitchen police today. I gotta clean.
Here, KB2HXS. I'm the one that said that. Get back to work, clean the kitchen. I'm afraid your wife is putting you to work.
No slack, Steve.
I come and go as I please. He's still slaving away.
You and me both.
I gotta be careful. He knows where I live. I gotta watch my mouth.
He's gotta keep right at grindstone. Oh, I tell you what. I've got a lot done today on my station, though. I picked up power distribution bars. I run positive and negative from a power supply to a power distribution strip, and then I run from the strip out to my individual components from there. And it is fused in a block. So now I've got double protection on all my equipment.
And there's some power poles on it, or what?
This thing online, it is a block about 8 inches high, about 4 inches, about 4 or 5 inches wide, and it stands off from the wall about 2 inches out, and like I said, you just run your all your negatives into a common negative that goes back to the negative post, and then all of the positive leads are distributed out through plug-in fuses on the block board.
Design or something or what?
Yep. And those Anderson power poles are nice, but those are just pressure clips. These things screw down with eyelets. I mean, it is positive connections. So, it's pretty good. I like it. I got one for my... Hey, Dave, I got one for my existing station up there at the she shed, and then I put another one down there in the building where I'm putting my second shed. I'm putting up a second station there, Bill.
No, that sounds good. Hey, you got my email. Shoot me an email when you get home later today or whenever and with a link in it, and I'll take a look at it.
It cleans up the wiring, and the long and the short of it, I don't have multiple wires going to one post on the back of a power supply, which is not always the best, but anyhow, yeah, it cleans things up.
Need to do that here on mine. I got wires going every which direction. But yeah, I was looking at like that MFJ distribution panel, and there's another one out there. I can't think of the name of a radio or something.
Yep.
I'll jump right in.
Wow, you guys are quickening on me. No, that sounds good, Steve. Now, where are you putting the station down in the big building? Were you in the outer room where you do your models, or the inner room there?
You know, I got that first room with the personnel door that you come in, and then I got the room behind that I expanded. The first room, and enter into the second room immediately to the left wall. I've got some shelving up over there over a workbench where I'm putting the second station.
Oh, is that? Okay, that's not the wall that the thermostat is on then.
To that wall.
Yep. Okay, cool. Excellent. Did you get the footing board or all that stuff for your new tower or what?
The guy I'm using to do my welding hasn't gotten to it yet. And I'm hoping he's going to get to it about the next week or 10 days so that I can get that port and get that get that tower up. Man, I can't wait.
Oh, I hear you. I'm itching to get my tower up now that I'm working and making a couple of bucks again. I can afford to do it.
Now he's poor mouthing because he's working.
Yep. I heard it.
I'm not poor mouthing. I just said I can afford it now because I'm working.
Word.
No, work is a full-letter word. Working is not a full-letter word.
Derivative of a four-letter word. Work.
What movie was that? That was... work. That was, oh my God, Blazing Saddles.
You remember that? The governor. Yeah, all he'll do is work.
Come on, boys. I'll be right back.
You're Blazing Saddles, do you?
Oh, yeah.
That, guys, is one movie that could not be made today.
No.
I actually saw the documentary about that movie, and that's exactly what they said. All them jokes in that movie would not fly today. When was that made? In the mid-70s or something?
72?
Somewhere around that. I don't know. I'm in front of a computer. Let me look.
They're like 76, 77, something like that.
No, it wasn't that late. Nah. I'm thinking he was 72 or 74, because I was a senior in high school in 73. I'm thinking 74 or 75.
74. 37, 1974.
But let me tell you what. The memory has not failed, except for what happened 10 minutes ago.
You said you just got done eating. Maybe that blocked up your brain.
Yuck.
FYI order.
Bill, we're of the same vintage here. You gotta stand up for us.
I think I might have a few on you.
A lot on him.
Oh, come on now.
I'd be from Boston or New York.
So I'd head back up to New York and get a piece of pizza, a bagel, and a dirt water dog. That was my three prerequisites.
Covers the basis.
I will take up for him on this level, Bill. At least he doesn't come down here and say, that's not the way we did it back home.
That's a good thing.
I like the way we do it around here. Nice and slow and easy. No attitudes. Well, I didn't really work a union job up there. Even when I worked for Grumman Aerospace back in the 80s. That was not a unionized company. Republic Fairchild was a union, but Grumman was not.
Lived until you worked a union job.
The only union job that I ever worked was in when I was working for groceries, you know, packing out shelves in the grocery store. They had that little union money they take out every week. KB2HX, that's for ID.
Yeah, and I made it for about a month on a union job once years ago. I went to Otis Elevator in Cincinnati when they were building this building up there. And let me tell you, they told me they were going to put me down the elevator if I didn't quit two-manning, which meant that being a good old son of the boy, I went on to work and I got on the job and I did my job. I didn't sit around half the time. They was going to put me down the elevator shaft if I didn't slow down.
All right.
I just give a man a fair day's work for a fair day's wage.
Well, gentlemen, I'm in the driveway, and we'll catch you later. Steve, have a good day. Bill, have a good day. KB2HXS, out of here.
All right, do that. We'll catch you later. N4WRO.
Cut yourself today. Just don't get caught. Be careful where you park the car. See you, bud. Give me a call soon. Bill, what are we going to do with it?
I don't... parked the car. I parked the car. And a few other expletives I can't say on the radio.
You're all right, Steve. I'll talk to you soon.
Information, where is this repeater located? On what building and what intersection? KB6RRX.
Bill?
Good question. I really don't know.
Well, as we say in the South, let me edumacate you. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and is located at the top of Caesar's Head Mountain and is on a tower 400 feet off the ground and is at 3,600 feet. And Caesar's Head is pretty much pretty close to the highest spot in South Carolina along that northern ridge right there. Let's see, what else can I tell you? That's about it.
And unfortunately, you can hear Steve everywhere. KB2HX has out of here.
Okay, I'm on Worley and Pleasantburg Drive here north Greenville, so I guess I'm way out of range. So that's why, because it sounded like HF when you two guys were talking. I heard more static. I thought my squelch was turned on when you whoever keyed up first. Okay, thank you. I'll get in range and transmit. KB6RRX mobile in motion, 73.
Yeah, KB6RRX. The repeater is up at an elevation and an altitude, but we still get shadows from Paris Mountain and a few other little small ridges around the area, and that's probably what you're hearing, a little bit of static from shadows from those little peaks, the short ones. So happy trails. Have a good one. Bill, you there?
Oh, yeah. Now, I was going to tell the gentleman there's a lot of spots there in Greenville that does have that shadow in it because this repeater covers a huge area.
Thank you both for the info. 73 from KB6RRX Clear.
Yeah, you're in the repeater, definitely solid, you know, complete quieting.
I hate to put on a squelchy station like you guys were sounding, but I'm understanding you now, so I'm getting closer, I guess. That's why my signal's better, too. Okay, 73, KV6, RRX clear. Carry on.
Info, I am mobile, and I am over here north of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And the footprint for that repeater is very solid for about 60 miles around and solid for about 100 miles. So I've used it all the way back into Columbia on a good day. So have fun out there. Safe travels. Hey, Bill, you're stationary, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sitting here in the shack at the house running 5 watts on a Kenwood 71 Alpha.
Well, we need to get you something to go along in the shack with that HF rig of yours where you can really beam it out there.
You talking about a beam for the HF?
No. For your 2-meter. Wait a minute. Do you have a 50-watt 2-meter?
Yeah, I can kick it up to high. I got it down on low. I got a Comet GP3 up at about 30 feet. Up there on the back of the house.
Ah, okay. I thought you did. Here, I was fixing to take up a collection for you.
No, I don't need that. No, I keep everything on low power. I mean, I can hit every repeater around here that I need to.
Over on the top of Nancy Mountain that I'm going to try to hit pretty soon. That's over on the state line. Above Rosman and above Pickens. And a friend of mine lives over there very close to that repeater. I'm gonna try to hit it pretty soon.
Remember the frequency or call sign or wherever? I can look it up real quick. I may have programmed in mine already. Who knows? N4WRO for ID.
The in it the other day with a friend of mine, and I took a picture of it. Let me pull it up real quick. WB4TWX, and it is a 70 centimeter. It's a 440. It's at 444.875.
Peter, hold on a minute. Norris is over there in 6 Mile. Yeah, he's on 39 something every morning.
A friend of mine, K4RM, had me up there. I was up at his place. That's Fred Pence. And he's good friends with that guy that owns it. I could not remember his name. How do you know him?
Never personally in person met Jack. He is a good friend of a friend of mine that lives down in Sumter.
Huh, okay. Well, and you...
Yeah, the 440 repeater. Yeah, I can hit it with an HD.
So now I got to get out my programming software and plug that into my little 8900 here and see if I can hit that repeater.
Yeah, what frequency were you looking at? He's got four of them. Actually, he's got five repeaters. He's got one at 6 Mile Mountain, 6 Mile, and one over in Rosman. Which one are you talking about?
444-875.
Okay, that one... I haven't tried that one. I use the 441.800 over in 6 Mile. I have to try the one in Rosman. That's over in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's about 4/10 of a mile into North Carolina on Nancy Mountain Road, up there above Rosman.
Pulled up here in the repeater book. And no, it does not have a tone on it, according to this.
Drop on it.
You know, the standard.
Is there up four?
Uplink is 449.875. Downlink is 444.875.
All right. Well, good enough. Well, I have destinated over here at Lowe's. I got to go in and buy some Roundup and a bunch of other stuff. Don't you just envy me?
Not with Roundup. That stuff will kill you. It's called Agent Orange in a blue and white bottle.
Fortunately, I've got a method. I've got one of those plastic sprayer tanks. It's about a 10-gallon, no, matter of fact, it's probably a 15-gallon sprayer tank with an electric motor. And I set that in the back of my golf cart. And that, I hook it up to the battery, and I just got a little wand, and I ride along the edge of the driveway, killing all the grass. Of course, I've got 1,700 feet of driveway, so you double that with both sides, that's 3,400 feet of edging that I got to kill off today.
Have fun with that.
Okay, big guy, I'll talk to you soon. K4 VWA, I'll be clear after you find
me. All right, Steve. Hey, if you think about it, send me an email with that link in it, and I'll take a look at that, what you're talking about. Appreciate it. All right, bud, stay safe out there. Drive safe. Catch you later. N4WRO.